ก็ถ้าต่อมลงสต้องจัว SBS มง
Here is our SBS Radio Mong program and we have Dr. Thang Nguyen, the CEO and director from a refugee organization called PBSOS, or Boats People. Can you tell us more about Vietnamese recent families that have arrived in Melbourne, in Victoria, Australia? Thank you.
Yes. Recently, last month, actually, a family of four, they are Hmong from Vietnam, they are Christians, they arrived in Melbourne, Australia. So that's the first Hmong family, refugee family that left Thailand for Australia for a long time. And we know that and we hope that there'll be more Hmong families from Thailand who settle to Australia soon.
Do you know which state they will be in?
Oh, we don't have the information yet. Okay. We have tracked there. Yeah, they are being processed for resettlement to different countries. About now, about 700 Hmong Christians in Thailand. About half of them have been recognized as refugees and ready for resettlement. Oh, it's very difficult. Some of the Hmong Christians that I met back in 2008... are still in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
That is 15 years ago, right?
Okay.
For 15 years. Only those recognized as refugees by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees would be able to resettle to a third country.
Okay.
So if there's any country taking them.
Okay, so what are the reasons why they are being recognized as refugee in Thailand? Because Thailand might not sign the UN Convention of Refugee.
That's correct. It's not Thailand that adjudicates their claims. It's the UNHCR,
okay,
the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. They have an office in Bangkok. Now, starting in about 2005, there's a growing number of Hmong Christians from northern part of Vietnam who escaped to Thailand through Laos by land. Later on, there's also, so those Hmong Christians who had migrated to the Central Highlands.
And
they crossed into Thailand through Cambodia.
What are the reasons why they are leaving Vietnam?
Mainly because of religious persecution. They converted to Christianity. Many Hmong converted to Christianity. And the government viewed that as a threat to their control. And monopoly on power, so they started to crack down against these Hmong Christians, forcing them to abandon their faith, to return to their traditional belief. But many Hmong resisted that, and they were evicted from their villages. They wander around for years, and then some resettle in the Central Highlands, where they continue to be persecuted.
Okay,
that's the reason why they had to escape Vietnam.
Okay, as we understanding, there are also some Vietnamese people in Vietnam, back in Vietnam. They also are Christian. Do they face the same situation as Hmong from North Vietnam?
They face restrictions, constraints, and harassment, but not to the extent that I described about the Hmong Christians, because they belong in small house churches that the government, it's hard for the government to control and monitor. It's not only the Hmong, but also the Montagnard Christians are also similarly persecuted. There are two or three reasons for that. Actually, three reasons. One is that the government views that the Hmong ethnic and Montagnard and the Khmer Krom down in the south as a potential factor of national security.
Why?
Because they cannot control them. They have their own culture. They have their own lifestyle. They have their own communities.
Yeah, but the
it's hard for the government to infiltrate and control them.
The Vietnamese government also have multi-ethnic policies that look after and encourage their own tradition, their cultures, their belief. Do you think that policy is implied to the mainstream society of Vietnam?
No, Vietnam is very much a homogeneous country in terms of race. 82% of the population belong to the king majority.
Mm-hmm.
There are a very small percentage of the population being Hmong or Montagnard or Khmer Krom.
Mm-hmm.
So the government doesn't recognize them as indigenous people. When you talk about Hmong and the Montagnard, they have their own traditional beliefs that is called animism. A few of them started to learn about and know about Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And very quickly, it spread like wildfire in the northern highlands of Vietnam among the Hmong populations, likewise in the central highlands among the Montagnard populations.
Could you explain a little bit about the process, how Hmong from Vietnam or other Vietnamese community from Vietnam who are Christian moving to Thailand and being recognized by the UNHCR, which is an organization that recognizes the refugee status, but Thailand, Thai authority doesn't recognize it. So how is this situation can come to decide who is refugee, who is not, and who has the right to resettle in third country?
Right, right. Many of the Hmong from Vietnam, they cross into Thailand by land.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had to spend like weeks or even months in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they move slowly through the jungles. And when they reach Thailand, they would be viewed as illegal migrants by the Thai authorities, by the Thai police. If they're found out, they'll be arrested and detained in the IDC, and that stands for Immigration Detention Center, indefinitely.
Well,
unless they got recognized by the UNHCR as refugees and offered resettlement opportunity in a third country, or if they voluntarily return to Vietnam. But almost no one wanted to do that because they don't want to be going back to their original place of persecution.
Is it possible that Vietnamese authority might ask Thai authorities to get these Vietnamese people and send them back or deport them back?
Oh, yes, they can do that, but it has not happened to the Hmong Christians yet. But it did happen to Montagnard Christians and Vietnamese.
What would happen if they are caught and sent back to Vietnam?
Oh, they would end up in prison. Some of the Montagnard Christians who returned to Vietnam voluntarily because they were convinced by the Vietnamese embassy in Bangkok that it's safe for them to return. A few of them later on made it out of Vietnam, reporting to us that they had been tortured continuously for 6 months and monitored and detained. So it's risky for them to return to Vietnam or being sent back to Vietnam by force.
Mm-hmm. For those who can make it to Thailand and being recognized as a refugee, if they have the chance to settle in their world country, like Western country, whatever country, is there any consequences for their family that they left behind in Vietnam?
Usually their families would be harassed in Vietnam. If their family members also converted to Christianity, of course, they would face the same kind of persecution, not because of being derivative of those in Thailand, but because they themselves are the target of the government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to point out that we have a legal team in Bangkok to help asylum seekers with their claims.
Okay.
To prepare the claims with the UNHCR. Without legal assistance, it's very unlikely that they would be recognized as refugees.
Mm-hmm.
So we are one of the only two organizations providing that kind of legal assistance to asylum seekers from different countries, not just from Vietnam.
But what are the Vietnamese authorities saying about this issue? And how are they going to deal with this this problem?
Of course, Vietnam, the Vietnamese government always denies mistreating and persecuting the Hmong Christians, the Mon Khmer Christians. By the end of November, the UN Committee on Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination will have a review of Vietnam because it is a state party to the UN Convention on Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. So we have only submitted four reports, including reports on the Hmong Christians in Vietnam. So Vietnamese government signed the convention but didn't comply with the convention. We hope that the UN will raise the concerns about the non-compliance of the Vietnamese government.
Mm-hmm. So what is the best solution for those who are experiencing religious issue at the moment? Either they might be recognized as UN refugee status or this is still living back in Vietnam?
Oh, for those in Thailand who only got recognized as refugees, we are advocating for governments like Australian government to quickly resettle as many of them as possible. The U.S. is doing that. Australia is doing that. New Zealand has also picked up a number of refugees, recognized refugees. Canada is also resettling quite a number of them. So that's good news. However, about half of those asylum seekers, including Hmong, have not been recognized as refugees, or they have been rejected. Their claims have been rejected, and they are facing daily risk of being arrested by the Thai police. As for those in Vietnam, we are trying to get as much international attention to the issue, and we try to get the UN, the US government, the UK government, and other governments to closely monitor the conditions in remote areas where the Hmong Christians live, where the Mon Khmer Christians live, or where the Khmer Krum Buddhists reside.
So how can these people protect themselves while they are in Thailand?
We give them some tips.
Oh, okay.
First of all, they need to keep a very low profile, right? Because they are considered as illegal migrants by the Thai authorities, they can be arrested anytime. Secondly, we give out our number, hotline number of the UNHCR, in case they got arrested. It's extremely critical for them to contact us or the UNHCR immediately, so that we can have some effective intervention. If they wait for too long, and they already got taken into the IDC, the Immigration Detention Center, that might be too late already. Exactly. And if they get caught, they need to call for assistance immediately. They also live in small enclaves of 10, 20 families of Hmong, for instance, among themselves. So they can also provide some kind of mutual support and assistance if someone got arrested. Then a neighbor can call us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we train them to do that as well.
Before we finish, do you have anything that we haven't touched on to add on it?
Well, I know that there's a Hmong community in Australia. We truly appreciate that the Hmong community would come together and welcome and provide assistance and guidance to the Hmong refugees who will be resettling to Australia over the next few months. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for your stories shared with the SBS Radio Hmong program in Melbourne, Australia.
Okay,
Dr. Tang Nguyen, the Director and CEO of Boat People Refugee Organization from Virginia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sám nông tôi giả số sử dụng nền tảng gì đó, nông tảng là Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify là giống nông tảng, đại lý cho podcast tảng.